Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back. Final segment with Leo Zagami, our Vatican expert, and expert he is. We don't get experts on that are experts at BS. We get people that are experts on being accurate for years and years and years, and he is. Leo, in the last 5 minutes we have here, big picture, how's the New World Order going? How is humanity doing in the fight against it? The Jesuits, who are they really? What is the Fourth Reich? Let people know about that.
Yes, the fourth bow of a Jesuit brings them in an elite unit which takes orders that can be even extreme, like killing somebody. I mean, they act like secret agents for the Vatican. The Jesuits are the main force within the Vatican intelligence. So this fourth bow is only for some Jesuits, not for everybody. That's why at times you might meet Jesuits who don't really know the whole picture, because of course they are kept below what this elite unit.
Hillary was once asked, what is her world philosophy? And she said, Jewitical.
The philosophy here is basically Sabbatean Frankist philosophy mixed with what the Jesuits have picked up here and there during their almost 500 years of history. You see, there is this alliance between the Jesuits and the Sabbatean Frankists, which are themselves an heresy within Judaism.
Sure, and I was just quoting Hillary. She said, my worldview is Jewitical, meaning from the Jesuits. But yeah, it's crazy.
Yes, like I said, the Jesuits are an inspiration for all these people, and of course they were an inspiration even to the SS of Himmler. So, I mean, the way they are so solemn, and they take this solemn vow that really brings them not only to take the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, but also this extra expression of obedience and complete obedience and submission to the Pope regarding certain missions, well, makes them a very special order. That's why they came together right at the start of this counter-reformation from the Church, and Ignazio Loyola was a member of the Illuminati of that time called the Alumbrados. And some people say he was also connected to the Erev Rav faction of the Jewish tradition, which is born back in at the time when Moses went out of Egypt and brought with him all those high priests with him, not only Jews.
The Sanhedrin. And then that goes further, though. That goes further, doesn't it? That ties in to Adam Weishaupt, who was a Jesuit but was also a part of that Jewish order. And he's the founder of the modern Illuminati.
Absolutely, founder of the modern Illuminati, who brought this political element into the secret societies, how to manipulate, infiltrate, and mainly focus on the politics, because up until then, secret society were mainly focused on the esoteric, on the magical side of things.
How's the New World Order going for him? It seems like they're pushing ahead with it, but it seems like it's having a lot of problems.
Well, last week there was a very important meeting regarding artificial intelligence in the Vatican with the Illuminati, and then this meeting carried on also outside of the Vatican and in the Collegium Germanicum, which is part of those priests of German language who study to become priests. They all go to this Collegium Germanicum. However, there was a very important meeting, and because they discussed the artificial intelligence in regards to religion, and this topic was very important, and then transhumanism. They had even the authors of the Transhumanist Code, which is a very important book, considered a very important book by those who, of course, follow this twisted ideology. So the Vatican wants to be really on top of it all. I mean, they have, of course, control of everything that goes on in Silicon Valley.
And they've got their own radio telescopes. They've got their regular telescopes. They are definitely on the ball with a lot of things and going along with the transhumanist movement. LeoZagami.com. I haven't asked you yet on air, but the crew's going to ask you if you can join me tomorrow for a Saturday special show, because I want you to be able to elaborate more. You can? Fantastic. We'll check with Leo Zagami. Thank you, Leo. We'll be right back with a bunch of breaking news I haven't gotten to yet. on a host of fronts, including their attempt to trigger a civil war in this country and how we stop it, back in 60 seconds. Thank you, Leo Zagami.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated as even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated high quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Again, it has that cutting edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are now into hour number three and beyond on this Friday, October 29th, 2021 transmission. You know, every time I think I know it all, I learn a lot more. And I already knew a lot of this, but I didn't realize how far along they were. I didn't know the Davos Group until my great producer, Scott Bronson, came in here. And this is his real name, pretty cool name, huh? Scott came in here, and he gave me these articles about an hour and a half ago. And so during the break, I just kept going through these and checking them and going and looking, and it's on the Davos Group's website, that they've already moved ahead with world regulators to start putting nanotech in your food that's, quote, artificial synthetic vaccines and, quote, for your safety, whatever that means. And that now because of food shortages, they're going to have to feed you nanotech. You know, that sounds horrible. That sounds fake. That sounds like a science fiction nightmare movie. Sounds like something from the new Matrix. But you see, saying you'll own nothing and like it is the same thing. Saying, oh, we got a convicted pedophile coming by to visit with your five-year-olds at school. They're going to sit on their lap. You're like, that sounds insane. It's all insane. It's all meant to just get you to totally roll over. These are getting hit from so many angles. So like I said, tomorrow at 5 p.m. we're going to have an emergency transmission on that subject and more that will basically be commercial-free. And by commercial-free, we won't go to the regular network breaks for radio and TV stations that are 14 minutes in an hour standard clock. We're just going to have a few breaks here and there, but I'm going to go for a couple hours tomorrow. Look for that 5 p.m. Central, the emergency Saturday transmission. And remember, the only way this gets out is you warning them. Okay, here's the next big piece of news. And I started the broadcast with this a little bit today, but I want to get back into it right now. It all ties together. House Bill has the legislation in it to track every transaction you make for a social credit score and track transactions down to $600 total. Also, $10,000 a year total in your account, you'll also be tracked. That means everybody will be tracked. Total violation of your rights, the Fourth Amendment, total police state right out of the Soviet Union. But it's okay because, you know, they're liberal. It's all right. Here's another one. Biden gang reportedly running secret list used to prevent outspoken political opponents from owning guns. Laura Loomer speaks out on the injustice. It's an excellent article from GatewayPundit.com. And I went to buy two shotguns a few days ago at Cabela's because I got a couple other hunting shotguns for dove hunting and quail hunting and turkey hunting, but they're in East Texas and you know, on my dad's property. And I just said, you know, I'm going to go buy a couple more shotguns. I went and bought some semi-auto hunting shotguns. And never had this happen. It's all digital. They flagged all these names of the people named Jones. You know this person named Jones. You know that person named. They listed like eight people named Jones. Kara Jones, John Jones, all this stuff. And I said, no, I don't know any of those people. And they said, well, you've been flagged as a straw purchaser in here to buy them for somebody else and sell them illegally. Well, I mean, Jones is a common name. What if I'd have had somebody name that? But that's all just because they're putting me in a database, folks. That's what this whole database system's about. Starts out with a good reason for it on the surface, but below it, it's just pure evil and bad. And Laura Loomer cannot get a gun. She's on a straw purchaser list. She's never owned a gun. She's getting death threats. She's running for Congress, and now she can't get a gun. Can't get an Uber. Can't get a bank account because she's on the deplatforming list. And so are we. We just have fought and gotten around it for now. So that's the real danger, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're dealing with as a society. And that leads us to the trailer for Tucker Carlson's new show, The Plot Against the People. And that's what this is. I mean, the official U.S. government policy, I've been hammering since June, is to say the American people that want guns or control borders or question elections or question lockdowns or forced inoculations. That's half the public, at least. We're all terrorists, and the Pentagon's watching us, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs said that. That discredits them. It doesn't make us terrorists. That makes them a third-world dictatorship. That makes them bad people. That makes them the globalist. That makes and so then Tucker Carlson comes out and does a well-produced piece, and wait till they find out who's in it. They're really going to crap their britches, and they are just freaking out. But I can tell you the inside baseball. It's not secret, but it's not well-known. Tucker took a lot less money to have total control of his show. Number one show in the world right now for news on TV, and he basically has total freedom, but at a great cost. So he paid the majority of what he makes to be able to have that decision. And that's why I respect him even more. He's the real deal, folks. He's born again hard, as they say. He's awakened, and now he knows for certain how serious it is, and they've got a big problem. So here's the trailer for the show that starts premiering next Monday. Here it is.
What you're about to see is part of our soon-to-be-released three-part series for Tucker Carlson Originals. It's called Patriot Purge. It debuts November 1st. Here's the trailer.
The domestic war on terror is here. Is coming after half of the country.
The helicopters have left Afghanistan, and now they've landed here at home.
And the left is hunting the right, sticking them in Guantanamo Bay for American citizens, leaving them there to rot.
We are dealing with an insurgency in the United States.
Terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to homeland.
I've been told that I'm a white nationalist. Me.
FBI, throw your hands up.
They've begun to fight a new enemy in a new war on terror.
Not Al-Qaeda, white supremacy.
False flags have happened in this country. One of which may have been January 6th.
Truth is marching on.
Great job, Tucker Carlson. Wow, can't wait to see that. Joy Reid and others, I've got a stack of like 30 articles here about it, literally, here they are, saying, oh, Alex Jones is evil, oh, Tucker Carlson is now a white supremacist, oh, he denies the Holocaust. It's a talking point, even on Fox News against him with Geraldo Rivera. Who needs Alex Jones? Tucker Carlson's upcoming special calling January 6th attack false flag draws outrage. Tucker Carlson talks January 6th denial to chilling level with Patriot Purge. He's Alex Jones. On and on and on and on, and Media Matters and George Soros and that weasel creature, the possum, Oliver Darcy, the London Independent. It's just they're all freaking out about the term false flag. And Joy Reid, again, he's a white supremacist. He's all these crazy things. Hey, Joy, you talking about Fauci with all the black foster children he tested AIDS drugs on until they died? No, that's who you are, Joy Reid. You help people that do that. Here she is.
If you took a snapshot of the country right now, here is what you'd see. On the one hand, you have all-out war. As the American right and the party it has consumed, the Trumpist Republican Party, takes aim at every civic and cultural institution, from whether we live or die from COVID to our schools and history and democracy itself, banning books, senators defending Nazi salutes, and unhinged anti-vax protests at school boards, and the most popular conservative cable news host going full Alex Jones, promoting a fringe conspiracy theory about the January 6th insurrection being a false flag. So that is all happening. One of the guests on Tuckum's show last night, shortly after he unveiled his propaganda to rewrite the January 6th insurrection, was Glenn Youngkin. the Republican candidate for governor of Virginia, the new poster child for the Republicans' current twisted priority of banning books when they're not trying to reenact Fahrenheit 451.
Okay, you stop. I can't hear any more of it. You want to see the whole thing? It's on Infowars.com and the article about it. But Joy Reid, folks, we're burning books. Conservatives are burning books. No, saying you don't want pedophilia books, and I've seen them, checked out of the library for 6th and 7th graders, where it shows children having sex with adults. I mean, I'd never seen child porn until I saw that. We can't show it to you on TV, but 6th graders can see it. I don't want to show it to you on TV. So that's who these people are, and they're a joke. But they know they're a joke. They know the big corporations have lost support of the people. So now they're bringing in a worldwide totalitarian forced inoculation regime for a world ID, and the shot makes us sick. We'll talk to a leading activist and a top musician at the top of the charts who's helping lead the fight in New York against the unprecedented tyranny. The globalists think New York's their beachhead. I say it's where they're going to lose their fight in the information war. We'll be right back, straight ahead.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So we've got anti-lockdown, anti-poison vax, anti-Joe Biden songs. Just yesterday, today, what, four of the top 10 on the main billboards, even though they're trying to censor it. It's pretty amazing. So Jimmy Levy is our guest. He is a number one billboard charting and multi-platinum recording artist from South Florida who's taken the EDM and hip-hop since scene by storm. Jimmy was a Hollywood finalist on season 18 of American Idol. And since then, he released multiple dance hits, two of which topped the dance and rap hip-hop charts simultaneously. Both The Matrix and This Is War are inspired by the process of waking up to the New World Order agenda. After finding his way back to God and being sober for a few months, Jimmy is now working on his next project, War of the Mind, where he will speak on the spiritual and psychological warfare that has blinded humanity as a whole. Wow, talk about the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset. It's on. So, Jimmy Levy, thank you so much for joining us. I know you've also been part of the demonstrations in New York and other areas. Wanted to get your take on that, but we salute you. And I got to tell you, your music's awesome, brother.
Thank you, brother. Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
Wow, absolutely. Well, congratulations. You've been successful for years, but now you're going right to the top, and it's freedom. So that's got to really be scaring the establishment. It's not all the normal devil worshipers and people having sex with the devil and stuff that are top of the charts. It's you.
Yes. I believe up until recently, I got baptized in July, and I started living for God. And everything in my life came together. I believe when you do that, when you put God first, everything comes together. But before that, I think all artists as a whole, they can either have God living through them or Satan, especially because Satan is the angel of music. Satan has run this music industry for so long, and they have those spirits, those demons channeling through them to give hypnosis to the children so that they get brainwashed by the violence, the sex that they're putting out, the drugs, the alcohol. They want them in that hypnosis to keep them in the matrix. So now that I found God, my lyrics have changed. You know, God has always given me my voice, but it was just the content I was putting out. There were other spirits channeling through me before. Now I have, you know, full out gone with freedom, and you know, I'm the most happy I've ever been.
Wow, that is heavy. Have you ever seen Bob Dylan on 60 Minutes say that he sold his soul to the devil and that as soon as he did that, he was given power?
Yeah. My mom knew Bob Dylan. He wanted to date her, and she already was, like, married with my dad, or getting married with him.
Well, that's amazing. Again, I like Bob Dylan, too, but he admits that. And this is very, very serious, and that's very deep what you said. Satan tries to convince you with his spirit that he's going to give you gifts. God gives you the gifts, and then you can turn those towards the use of Satan, and that's really why Satan wants to control humans, is we're really more powerful than Satan. We just don't know it.
Exactly. and they diminish us with all of the psychological warfare to make us think we're so small. And that's why, you know, we see all of these people being scared of the government, and they're showing it, you know. Those are all demons of deception, demons of fear.
Wow. So, you say you just woke up in the last 6 months or so, or less. What was that process like?
Well, you know, I was around a lot of people in the music industry, and right now, like, my goal is to show them that it's not over for them, because, you know, they saw my face. There's a lot of big names. They saw my face as I was coming up. I was in front of them. I sang for them. I was in the studio with them. And they know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what's happening, and they're getting paid. You know, it took for me a few times to get offered to speak about the lockdown on my platforms, and just seeing other people do the same thing and knowing that they got paid, to be like, this is enough already. The beginning of the whole pandemic or plandemic, whatever it is, I saw, you know, what was going on. I didn't like it. And, you know, I wasn't sober at the time. I actually took acid and I watched The Truman Show. Okay. And right after that, I had this like awakening. I was with my friends. I was like, everything's fake. What's going on right now? Like, nah, this is right now what we're in. They're locking us down because they're doing some cell towers outside to push out radiation. It's not just a lockdown. It's not just a sickness. There's something more than that. And now you see all of the biggest artists in the world promoting it. And then I look in my emails and I see that I got offered like a little amount here, and then the amounts got bigger. And then I talk to some of my influencer friends. They're getting paid to promote and just talk about the lockdown. And that's a whole psychological warfare in order to normalize it to the masses, because they know that the kids are not listening to the doctors. The kids are not listening to the health officials. They're listening to their favorite TikTok influencers, their favorite musicians, and their favorite actors. So I want to change that. I want to show them, stop being scared, give up the money, get out of your mansions, give up your Ferrari, whatever it is. You leave the earth with all of that. You don't have any of that stuff when you leave. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely. That's why they want to make you so poor that they control what you do just for enough food. But once you've got transportation and food and everything, the real value is being close to God and being free. That's why they want to make the general public so incredibly poor and non-essential and on a universal income that they can then dictate our spiritual surrender under the social credit score. That's what's so evil about the Antichrist plan we now see rolling out against humanity.
Right, just like the Black Mirror episode where they look at you and they go, that's exactly what they're trying to do.
That's right. So expanding on your songs, because I mean, I'd already heard The Matrix and This Is a War. I can't wait to hear the new one. I'd seen a music video you're in. And again, I'm not paying attention to any of this. So you, number one, I mean, that's got to really freak out the establishment.
Yeah. I got a lot of calls from labels, basically saying, how did you guys do this? What are you doing to manipulate the sales? And I said, you know what? If you have such a problem with the movement that I'm doing, you should tell your artists to stand up for freedom and not come and try to discredit me and insult me. And right after that, they tried to sign me. And I was like, no, you just insulted us. Then I had another situation. The day before This Is a War came out, Rez, the rapper on the song, was going to get a deal for another song he has coming out. And they looked at his information. They said, nope, you collaborated with Jimmy Levy. He's too controversial. We're not going to give you the big deal anymore. He was going to get a lot of money to, like, as an advance to do whatever with it. And he said, so wait a minute. You allow artists to talk about sex, drugs, all these other things, but freedom of choice and just freedom and love and unity for all is so controversial. Goodbye. And they hung up. Like, those little things is the reality.
And it's going to be a lot worse under the social credit scores when we got to fight now. And you're right. They're rolling out the 5G. They're rolling out the nanoparticles in the food. They're rolling everything out now. This is a GMO assault on our bodies. And all of it is to block, scientifically, this is proven, literally our resonance to the higher dimensions. They know it's there. They're trying to block it.
Introducing 50percentoff.com. It's just like it sounds, three words together, 50percentoff.com. And we have an exclusive deal with them to supply InfoWars Life products at least
50% off. You see, I've known this fellow for 15 years. He's a great marketer. He's got a lot of big shopping carts. And he heard me having a problem being able to buy enough product out in the future so that he helped us actually get more of the product. And that way, when we're sold out at InfoWars or when we're not doing a sale, he will then have InfoWars Live products at least 50% off. That's why the site called 50%off.com. They've also got a lot of other great products as well that aren't ours. Survival gear, fitness, electronics, preparedness, and more, all up to 50% off or more. But all InfoWars Live products like DNA Force Plus right now and, of course, Rainforest Ultra are 50% off at 50%off.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay, okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
This is a war on religion. This is a war on the children. They give you the cure with the sickness. This is a war on tradition. This is a war. Your mind is so hollow. Are you being caught up by government swallowing up everything that the media tell you without a question or a problem? All of this sheep being slaughtered, they poison the water, removing the father and causing these daughters, ignoring blue collar kids, losing the dollar and washing your sons and your daughters, and got any honor if I'm being honest. I just ain't picking this job, but I'm not a ride for my freedom and die for my freedom and question the government lies. A lot on my mind and so little time. Gotta thank all of us needing a sign. The devil he hides and ego and pride. They selling themselves and they paying the price. God won't give you more than you can handle. Government should be dismantled. Every politician got a scandal. Prepare for the war. We going to battle. This is a war on religion. This is a war on the children. foundation of a generation losing civilization. I'm determined administration can alienate us or exterminate us. I just keep on praying for your salvation. You are outdated. Society becoming outrageous. Keep your house painted for the firstborn. The angel of death in its worst form. We being scorned. Look out for their horns. Remember this isn't their first war. They come prepared, so just be aware. They do not want to hear none of your prayers. This is a war that ain't playing fair. They feed off your fear. They wanting you scared. Death and despair is all in the air. Just be aware. You think I care? The more that you know, the more that it's clear. This is a war, but
this is a war on religion. This is a war on the children. They give you the cure with the sickness. This is a war on tradition. This is a war on religion. This is a war on the children. They give you the cure with the sickness. This is a war. This is a war.
Oh, of the slave to the crickets make a sound. Where's the
on Twitter at Jimmy Levy Music, and you heard about big record labels calling up saying, oh, you know, we want you to join us, or telling people don't work with him or we're not going to sign you up. Who even wants these people? They want a monopoly. They want total control, and they're rolling out this total takeover of society. I was asking you during the break, Jimmy, because I'm really impressed, not just with your music, but you on here and your story and what's happening here and the power of God working through you to save so many people. And again, I mean, your songs are all going to the very top of the charts. I said, what's coming next? And you told us something really exciting because the folks need help in Australia. Tell us about Buried Alive.
I have a new song called Buried Alive coming out, and it is hold on. Hello?
I understand. People walk in on me at my house all the time, brother. It's all real. Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a song called Buried Alive. I wrote it for Australia. It's coming out in 2 weeks. But basically, it's talking about how if we don't stand up, they're going to put us in a camp. And, you know, it's basically very blunt. It offended a few people that, like, I played it for at the studio. And, you know, at this point, like, there were many people, they asked me not to use certain words that are blunt and, like, get right to the point. And I was like, why? They said, be more, like, quiet about what you're saying. And I was like, why? Like, right now, if I don't say something, like, I have this voice to say exactly what it needs to be said. I don't want to put it in no subliminal. It's a very blunt song. It gets right to the point. And it's basically saying, we don't want to be buried alive. We are not ready to die.
Well, I can't wait to see that, because that's a great way to describe what's happening with the lockdowns, with being told you're not essential, and then being injected with something that slowly kills you with blood clots. This is being buried alive, and this is sudden death syndrome in adults, and now they're coming after the children. And I heard some children in the background. That's what your song is all about, is it's a war on our children.
Yeah. My little sister just got home from college.
Well, man, I got to tell you, it is exciting to see what you're doing. Jimmy Levy, keep laying some truth on us here, brother.
Yes, sir.
I mean, where else do you think we should go with all this?
Well, you know, the main thing is that we have to spiritually and mentally prepare, because right now a lot of people made bad decisions, you know, and there's going to be a consequence for that. You know, that this is... At the end, everything is written. We're going to see a persecution for those who are still alive here on Earth. But many people are not going to be here in the next 3 to 5 years. So as long as we have peace with God right now, that is the most important thing. Because we're going to all see this. We're not going to have people from our firefighters, from our police, from the people that run the cell phone companies. So we're not even going to have the technology to contact each other. We're going to have to build our own off-grid communities. We're going to have to start getting land. We're going to have to start farming again. And we're going to all have to be like, live kind of like hippies in a way. That's what I see happening.
Elaborate on that. You're right. The whole future is going to be off-the-grid communities. In fact, the globalists say, phase one, they're going to make us live in ghettos, those that don't accept the chips, those that don't accept the nanoparticles in our food. That's now being announced.
Exactly. I mean, the Bible says we got beheaded for those things if we denied, you know, what was pushed on us. I know it's an interpretation, but everything right now that's happening is pretty much in Revelations.
Well, that's right. The Holy Spirit is guiding you. That they took over the churches with this pre-tribulation rapture. That's not in the Bible. And yeah, it talks about the Antichrist takes over and starts killing people, killing Christians. Attacks on Christians have already tripled the last 10 years. And now they're saying Christians are their main enemy. And so you're absolutely right. The rapture comes after the devil's defeated and bound by the archangel. A five-year-old can understand that. But the mainline churches are going to tell people that the Antichrist is Christ.
Right. There's so many people, I believe, because it also says there's many antichrists. So, you know, you see all of these people twisting scripture while speaking and telling people to get inoculated. They're trying to say, oh, do this and be a disciple, like Kathy Hochul. You know, you have people like Kamala that's saying, love thy neighbor and do this. I think that's very demonic. That energy is so demonic. It's more than just unethical that you're flipping scripture and using like a spiritual manipulation in order to get the masses. But it's also very demonic. It's a very demonic energy channeling through that. So I believe that there's many antichrists.
I agree. It's an antichrist spirit. I agree. There's all the copies. It's like Agent Smith has many copies of himself from the Matrix, but there's that one spirit duplicated.
Right. And then, you know, yet what I had to deal with 2 days ago now on my way home from the Freedom Rally in New York, I was at JetBlue with my mother, and we both got kicked off of the flight because my mom was eating a candy bar, and they literally said, put your mask up. She said, I'm chewing, and the lady walked away. 5 minutes later, the supervisor comes over, asks me and her to get off the plane, pulls us to the front of the plane, and then they said, we're going to be removing you from the flight. Do you want to stay or go with your mom? I said, excuse me? Why are you removing my mom? She was eating a candy bar. So they ended up removing us off the flight. My mom got very mad. I filmed the whole thing. And, you know, after that, like, they said, we're going to send your bags to Florida without you guys, which is already illegal since 9/11. They had a protocol that they had to make sure the bags are with the people that it's going to.
Sure, and they just do whatever they want. And you were talking to my producer. You think, not put words in your mouth, that they targeted you because she recognized you?
It makes no sense over something so small since someone else, everyone was eating on the plane. Okay, and our friend, our very good friend, stayed on the plane too, and they were so mad with the situation that happened because I filmed them and caught them in their little power trip, that they said, eating time is over. They got on the mic and then cried. It was like animals, like treating like
Jimmy Levy, you're awesome. Stay there. I'm going to come back and talk about the big demonstrations you saw in New York and so much more. You're awesome.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Song Red Horns. I'd heard the others and loved one like the other. This is going to be, I'm going to be listening to this when I'm driving home today. Wow. Because we're all experiencing this. We're all getting attacked by the beast system. It's all trying to destroy us. It's trying to make us die. It's trying to make us kill ourselves. It's trying to tell us we're non-essential. It's trying to lock us up in our house, bury us alive. It's trying to impale us on their red horns. But we're taking the bull by the horns, the power of Jesus Christ. Jimmy Levy, Jimmy Levy Music on Twitter. Buddy, I'm impressed. I can't wait to hear the rest of that song. I was like, what is this? I'm loving the lyrics. I'm loving the sound. Congratulations, man, because I know, now that I think about it, I hardly ever watch American Idol. But I remember now when you were younger. I remember seeing you on there because my daughter would watch it, my oldest daughter. And so I remember you, like, you know, winning a bunch of awards, a bunch of stuff. Isn't there a story about you getting censored or something on American Idol even years ago, or am I wrong?
I didn't get censored, but my episode was okay. It went through. But I just, now if I look up my episode, I don't see it anymore. So.
Because I'm going from just a distant little memory. Was there some kind of controversy with you on the show?
There was no controversy while I was on during my episode. I think during my sister's episode, I had spoken out a lot because she was on the next year. She's also a singer. I trained her. I went on with her, and, you know, I had already spoken out. I had woken up by then, and, you know, I wore a lot of my protest shirts. And, you know, I feel like that affected and may, possibly could have got my episode removed because it's the only one from my season that isn't there anymore.
So this has been an ongoing process and a battle. I mean, we all fight different demons, as you said. Wow, just please continue because I got a lot of questions for you, but what else would you like to impart out there to the audience?
I want to let everybody know that as an artist, it's very important right now to stand your ground. It's very important to, you know, give up all of the things that are worldly right now. It's not important. None of these things are important. Not the chains that they're showing to you, not the flashy jewelry, nothing, none of it. And at the end of the day, the only thing that's important is that you stand up for the rest of the people. You go into the streets, you find where your local rallies are right now, and you go and stand with them. I already went to like 15 states already in the last 2 months. I've been preaching the gospel. I've been trying to fight with everybody for their freedom, and I've just been showing face to show that, you know, there's artists that do care about the people, and there's a lot of 90% of the music industry is on our side. That's the truth. They're just being scared. They're paid. You know, they're having their lives threatened, or they already joined a club, which I know I hear a lot of people say, oh, they can never get out. That's not true. God can save everybody. Okay. And what I'm trying to do is show them that, look, you can still be successful even with speaking your truth, standing your ground, and, you know, doing what's right for humanity. You don't have to give in to the satanic agenda. You don't have to give in to the occult, because that is the biggest thing that is keeping most of them silent. They all belong to a certain religion. And, you know, it's not right anymore. That thing is shattering. What used to be popular, the good thing that I say that's giving me hope in the music industry is there's going to come a time that everyone's going to wake up. With the shot, without the shot, pro-mask, without, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. Everyone's going to wake up to see that there was powers that pushed the spiritual and psychological warfare to divide us this whole time, and it all, no matter what you identified as, it was all a created characteristic by these same people within the Matrix, and that's what people are going to end up seeing. And when they do see that, all of the old satanic music that these huge artists were pushing, and when I say satanic, I don't literally mean they're saying the word Satan, but they're still doing something within his agenda, whether it's talking about any of the sins, lust, you know, or alcohol, any of the things, it's going to shatter. It's not going to work for them anymore, to the point where either they're going to have to stand up for what's right so that they can, you know, we're going to be rolling our eyes because we're doing this now, but for them to even make money or for them to even live, they're going to have to speak the truth because the masses are awake and they're only going to want to hear the truth. So the good thing is for the masses, it will be good because they're going to be forced to that point, right? Now, for us who are doing this now, we're going to be like, okay, we're going to be seeing whether or not they're coming from a fake standpoint, whether they were forced because of what they were doing before. But at the end of the day, everything is good for the masses, and that's what's most important. If they're pushing, because it's all a frequency, it's all a vibration, since the 60s, there has not been a high vibration music. Back then it used to be because everything is a vibration. It controls the people. Now the voodoo in the music is very dark. It's very satanic. So, you know, I want to encourage all these artists that the time is over for this satanic BS. It's not going to work anymore. And all of the silence is not going to work. Your silence is complicit at this point in time. There's too many deaths. There's too many people's lives at stake. There's too many people who already lost their jobs. And you're at fault if you have a huge platform and you are a big voice, especially in the music industry where the children are listening to you and you have not done anything. And most importantly, God is watching everything. And the scariest thing that you can ever hear in your life, all earthly things aside, is I don't know you. And you do not want to hear that from God.
Well, again, I'm really impressed with your music. I'm even more impressed with you and what you're doing. And I want to invite you on the other shows to please join us again soon to chronicle your trips around the country and what you're seeing. But yes, your song, This Is War, I mean, I love both The Matrix and I like the music in This Is a War, but I love the imagery when you're talking about the children and how they're under attack. That song may be even stronger than The Matrix or Red Horns because you're actually showing the people. And it's very well produced as well. Are you going to have new music videos coming out soon?
Yes, I have a new song called Buried Alive, and I'm going to be filming a really, really cool video that gets the message out in a specific way, because I know that a lot of the platforms are censoring certain words and whatever, but I'm going to do it in a really cool way where I'm going to reverse the spiritual and psychological warfare that the elite are pushing in order for good.
Well, by the way, I'm not a musician like you. That's not one of my skills, but I remember talking to top rock and roll people, multiple ones, top, you name it, hip-hop, you name it, saying that basically after the 70s, the order went out to create darkness, to create pain, to create discordia. And I talked to some high-level Hollywood execs that said, oh, yeah, now it's make all the movies depressing to just bring people's energy down instead of that upbeatness and that empowerment. I mean, this is a real attempt to bring humanity down. And as a musician, you see right through that.
Right. Me and you are 5 to 10 of our favorite movie characters, even right now, because we've picked up. We're all deprogramming. We're all on the good side of history. However, we're still programmed, whether we know it or not, by the 5 to 10 of the favorite characters that we grew up watching, because they created the personalities at home. They wanted these divorces. They show the white family. They show the black family. They show the structure of what they want at home. They show the divorces. They show the breakups. And they're trying to manifest and create that in the households. They're showing the bullying. When did you see a kid get held up by a locker? They created the bully, the jock, the cheerleader. They created all of these personalities because they wanted the bullies in school. They wanted the school shooters. They did the crisis acting because they wanted copycat effects of those. And so it was all, at the end of the day, this psychological game in order to take away what God planned for man and woman and to kill the family matriarch to begin with, and also to ruin the lives at home by creating personalities for us. So nobody is actually living themselves. We're going to be deprogramming for so long. We're actually living the lives of the characters put out for us.
You know what's great about this fight? It's sad to see people getting hurt by the globalists, but you're right. The awakening happening, hearing you. I mean, wow. I mean, you've got reality down, brother. Was it seeing the Truman Show that finally clicked you out of it? Or was it, what were other influences in getting you awake?
I was at a lot of house parties, especially in Hollywood, and I saw a lot of Moloch statues. I saw a lot of Baphomet statues, which, you know, they're very open with that. And I
hold on, do 5 more minutes with us, and then we've got a special guest host, Jay Dyer, taking over. But I got to hear this. Please stay with us. We'll be right back with Jimmy Levy. This is big.
I lost my own shadow. Where did it go?
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.